USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just released information showing nearly one-third of Americans who rent apartments have not paid any of their rent this month. That's according to the National Multifamily Housing Council. It says only 69% of tenants have paid anything between April 1st and 5th. The numbers are seen as evidence of just how many Americans are struggling to pay for necessities during the coronavirus pandemic. It also turns out black Americans are overwhelmingly dying of the virus at a much higher rate as compared to other Americans in major cities. White House Corona Task Force Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx speaking about it this morning.
So I just want to make it clear, we don't think African Americans are more susceptible to getting infected.
She told NBC's Today Show it's likely pre-existing health conditions are causing the higher COVID-19 death rates in black communities.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Every year I go in and see my doctor. She says, whatever I'm doing, it's working.
Just have my physical, and the doctor says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So
my primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
My doctor says, keep it up. Whatever you're doing, keep it up.
The doctor said she noticed when she first saw me that I was really progressing better. So I think it might have something to do with the nutrition that I've been getting from you guys.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson entering his third day of intensive care today as a result of the virus. A junior health minister in Britain says Johnson's in stable condition in an intensive care unit. He's comfortable and in good spirits. He has been given oxygen, but he's not on ventilation at this time. Annual spring religious celebrations by Jews, Christians, and Muslims will be very different this year as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. Rabbi Noam Maron says that people should forego the usual large gatherings for the greater good.
He who saves one life, it is as if he has saved the entire world. We actually have the ability in this unusual circumstance to save lives.
Rabbi Marons, who's with the American Jewish Committee, was speaking to NBC News. A branch of the UN is predicting this coronavirus could wipe out the equivalent of 195 million full-time jobs around the world. And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk in your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Mourning the loss of a well-known musician.
The music world has lost a folk country legend, John Prine, who for 5 decades wrote rich, plain-spoken songs that chronicled the struggles and stories of everyday working people and changed the face of modern roots American music, has passed away at Nashville's Vanderbilt University Medical Center.
When I get to heaven, I'm going to shake God's hand, thanking for more blessings than one man can stand. Then I'm going to get a guitar and start a rock and roll band. Check into a swell hotel. Ain't the afterlife grand?
His family confirmed the cause was from complications related to COVID-19. Prine was also an author, actor, record label owner, 2-time Grammy winner, and a member of the Songwriters Hall of Fame. John Prine was 73.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. Hulk Hogan says the world has a disease and Jesus is the cure. The pro wrestler taking to Instagram yesterday saying God will end the coronavirus outbreak if mankind repents for its sins and idolatry, comparing it to the biblical plagues of Egypt. The Hulkster said God has taken away everything we worship, shutting down stadiums, civic centers, theaters, and even the economy. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.